Lights, camera, action. Okay. You're watching Food is Medicine TV, where we help you heal from the root cause. And the medicinal food we're talking about today is salt. I'm going to teach you ways to use salt for different health issues to start to improve them. But first, we have to talk about the conflicting reports we hear about salt. It is America's number one food craving, and people are wondering, is it good for you or is it bad for you? Well, when we crave salt, it's because we usually have a mineral deficiency. And when I have had clients that crave a ton of salt, and I've been there myself, it's because their adrenals aren't functioning properly, and they are now lacking the ability to stay hydrated. So we crave salt, the good stuff, the minerals. But if we're taking in table salt, we're getting the bad stuff, and that's actually creating more mineral deficiency and not allowing the craving to be satisfied, but rather making it more intense. I'm not typically a fan of this whole panacea idea, but let me tell you, good quality salt is truly an anomaly because it helps with so many different things. And we're going to go into 8 ways to use salt for different health issues in just a minute. But first, instead of table salt, I want you to replace it, if you're using table salt, with one of the 3 salts that you see here. We have got Celtic sea salt. Roman soldiers used to call this white gold and actually use it for currency. We've got Himalayan pink salt. This is my personal favorite. And we've got real salt that comes from lakes. NBC released a report that came out linking table salt to worsening autoimmune conditions. And that's partly because of mineral deficiency and partly because of the chemicals. See, salt, the chemical makeup is sodium chloride. That's just table salt. But it's only 97.5% sodium chloride, and the rest of table salt is chemicals like anti-caking agents to manage moisture. Table salt is also not in its natural form. It's often heated up to 1200 degrees, which damages the chemical structure. There's absolutely no reason to put table salt in your body when you have these delicious natural alternatives that can be also used for myriad of health improvements. These are all amazing. They all contain all 84 essential trace minerals the body, especially the nervous system, needs to maintain so many biochemical processes. But how exactly can salt help? Well, number 1 of 8 is you can use it for inflammation reduction. So good quality salt is alkalizing to the body, which reduces inflammation and strengthens our bones because minerals are then not having to be pulled from the bones to keep the blood pH balanced. It also reduces acid and acid reflux, can help prevent muscle cramping, and creates an electrolyte balance, all things that contribute to less inflammation. Number 2, I bet you didn't know you could use salt for weight loss. Having enough good quality salt stimulates our digestive juices, so then you're going to digest and use your food much better, which improves your metabolism and refills your mineral stores and also allows you to stay hydrated better. See, salt regulates water content both inside and outside the cells, which is another way it improves your metabolism and helps you lose weight the right way. You can use salt, number 3, for skin conditions. I have clients use it externally for eczema and psoriasis. You can take a bath with 1/4 cup of one of these sea salts here, and then it opens up the pores and helps to improve the skin. Of course, you still have to address the underlying issues that are causing these skin issues, which could typically be a pathogenic invasion, and in that case, we would send you to watch our Gut Thrive webinar to learn how to heal pathogenic invasions that are systemic from the root cause, but know that you can use good quality salt to get a lot of relief with eczema and psoriasis. Then there's acne as well. Number 4, you can take 1/8 of a teaspoon of Himalayan pink salt or any of these salts and mix it in water, take it internally. It'll help give you that glow from the inside out due to the gentle detoxification and hydration power that this good quality natural salt has. Once again, acne, you know, you've got to look at the underlying root cause. Salt's not going to cure it per se. Usually acne is linked to an underlying hormonal health issue, and you're going to need to also look at pathogens and amino acid balance to mitigate the root cause of acne. but this can certainly help contribute to lessening the appearance of it. And number five and number six, depression and insomnia. Salt can help with that. Just 1/4 of a teaspoon dissolved into 4 ounces of water before bed will help, studies show, regulate two key hormones. That's melatonin, which helps us regulate our sleep-wake cycle, and serotonin, which is a neurotransmitter that makes us feel calm and relaxed. So it's not a panacea either for depression or insomnia, but it definitely can help improve both. It can be part of your plan to improve both. This one I found so fascinating, and it really helped several of my friends, and they were shocked. Number seven, salt can help improve asthma. With asthma, when you have asthma, if you drink some water, first you have to drink the water, and then you sprinkle a little salt on your tongue daily. Do this daily. It will support your respiratory system enough that I have had many clients do this and not need to use their inhaler anymore after 3 or 4 weeks, and they were blown away. Number eight, to use salt, it's actually better for your blood pressure than table salt. These natural salts contain 500 milligrams less sodium per serving than table salt, so if you have blood pressure issues, switching to a natural salt is a must. Plus, the taste is stronger, so you naturally use less than you would for table salt anyway. It's a total win-win. Now, all this being said, you can have too much of a good thing. When people take in more sodium than they need, their kidneys, they try to remove the excess through the urine. The kidneys can't remove enough sodium, it begins to build up in the fluid between the cells, and that's known as interstitial fluid. So too much salt, too much sodium can also imbalance your potassium. So everything within moderation. The dietary guidelines for Americans recommends limiting sodium intake to no more than 2,300 milligrams a day. That's about 1.5 teaspoons a day total of good quality salt. Much lower if you're going to be using table salt. There you have it, a very easy sodium swap out. I hope it helps. Thank you so much for watching, and we'll catch you next time on Food as Medicine TV.